From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. The Obama administration has carried through on its threat to close the U.S. embassy in Syria. The State Department announced earlier today that Ambassador Robert Ford, along with all other U.S. personnel, had left the country. The move comes in response to the continuing violent crackdown on Syrian opposition groups. Last month, the State Department warned Syria that it would close the embassy unless the government of President Bashar al-Assad increased protection for the embassy. Russia's foreign minister is defending his country's decision to veto a UN resolution concerning Syria. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Moscow that Russia says the resolution it rejected would have forced the UN to take sides in a civil war.
On Saturday, Russia and China blocked a draft resolution that would have urged Bashar al-Assad to step down as Syria's president. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the U.S. and some Arab nations tried to rush the resolution through, even though Russia asked them to delay a vote. Lavrov is planning to leave on Tuesday for talks with Assad in Damascus. The Russian and Chinese vetoes of the measure drew a swift and angry reaction from the West, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who called it a travesty. Lavrov said the reactions were uncalled for and bordered on hysteria. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Today, Syrian government shelling of neighborhoods in homes has reportedly killed at least 17 people, according to activists there. The U.S. is stepping up pressure on Egypt to release 19 Americans. They are facing trial for allegedly stirring up unrest. NPR's Craig Windham reports the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, is the latest top administration official to warn Egypt's ruling generals that they risk harming U.S. relations.
Rice says the Americans have done absolutely nothing wrong.
They need to be released immediately. Come home to their families.
Rice on CBS's The Early Show says the Americans were simply working to promote democracy. She says the administration has been in constant contact with Egyptian officials.
This has serious consequences for our bilateral relationship.
Egypt's ruling generals have been warned that the dispute could jeopardize more than $1.5 billion in U.S. aid, mainly military assistance, that the country is slated to receive this year. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says Israel is rightly concerned about Iran's nuclear program. In a White House interview Sunday on NBC, the president said the U.S. would work, quote, in lockstep with Israel to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear power. Mr. Obama says he hopes the issue can be resolved with diplomacy. Tomorrow, voters and caucus-goers in three more states will make their preferences known in the GOP presidential race. Colorado and Minnesota hold caucuses, while Missouri holds its primary. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 45 points at 12,818. The Nasdaq Composite Index is down 13 points at 2,893. This is NPR News in Washington. In Greece, the prime minister says austerity talks between the country's coalition party leaders are being pushed off until tomorrow. The decision reportedly will allow the prime minister to hold talks with various bailout creditors later today. A European Commission spokesman expressed frustration at the announcement, saying that Greece is already, quote, beyond the deadline and needs to reach an agreement. In Romania, the prime minister there and his government have resigned today in the face of widespread anger over austerity measures. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports the prime minister says he's stepping down to try to preserve stability.
Prime Minister Emil Boc's government had faced waves of public anger after imposing deep cuts in public sector wages in a country where nearly a quarter of the population works for the state. He also raised the sales tax 5%, and many ordinary Romanians increasingly saw his government as out of touch with their daily struggles. The austerity measures are part of a 20 billion euro International Monetary Fund bailout. Today, Boc said he was stepping down to preserve social and political order. In an address to the nation, he said he made difficult decisions not because he wanted to, but because he had to after Romania's economy shrank more than 7% and debt soared. In times of crisis, the government is not in a popularity contest, he told the nation. Its focus is saving the country. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Emergency crews in the Philippines are digging through rubble and mud to find victims of an earthquake and landslides. At least 13 people are dead and dozens are still missing. The 6.9 magnitude quake hit at about noon local time. Damaged roads and bridges are slowing efforts to bring food and medicine in. Eli Manning and the New York Giants have beaten the New England Patriots to win this year's Super Bowl. The score was 21-17. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.